Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. You can take control of those airwaves at 855-450-FREE by bringing up whatever happens to be on your mind. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark,
and it is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Mark, you wanted to start us out with a guest tonight, which is fairly unusual. We don't do guests on Free Talk Live very often. To whom are we speaking and what about?
Well, it's Michael Esch, and he's a very prolific blogger over at liberty.me. I got him on the phone maybe last week, the week before. We started talking about Common Core. He has a lot of experience with this, and I don't know about you, but I just don't know that much about it. I've heard a lot of parents saying, I don't like it, but my son doesn't go to government school, so I don't know what Common Core is. And he said some shocking things to me.
Yeah, I don't know either. And we've had people call the show and talk about how bad Common Core is. And all I need to know is that it's the federal government telling people what to do. That's enough for me to oppose it, whatever it happens to be. But can you enlighten us, Michael? Because, you know, like Mark pointed out, his son doesn't go to government school, and I don't have kids. So what's Common Core?
Well, first I'd like to thank you for having me on the air. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great, and we do have you via Skype. And you, by the way, blog at, I believe it's thestand.liberty.me, is that right?
Yes, that is right.
Okay, great.
So I am a little bit of background. I am a student at the University of Cincinnati, and I student teach around the Cincinnati Public Schools. So I've been in the nitty-gritty of this whole introduction to the park assessments, which is really the powerhouse behind Common Core, because it's really enforcing Common Core. But let's back up to 2009 and kind of explain it from there.
Okay.
In 2009, they introduced something called Race to the Top. On a federal level, and it was grants given to states if they adopted Race to the Top. Race to the Top, it had many different components to it. One of them was Common Core. The other parts of them were a data mining system that the schools would allow the federal government to mine data on students and teachers. And
what could go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. So then you take that, and then they also had a teacher and principal evaluation, which was sidelonged with the data mining.
Okay.
And now then part of the park, or part of the Common Core, is the park assessments, which are done 6 weeks out of the year, broken up into 3 week sections.
What? Hold on, 6 weeks out of the year. What is this? This park assessment?
It's testing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's testing. I think there was a...
That's incredible. How much of the year spent training, preparing for these 6 weeks of tests?
Well, it's not only that. So in your public schools, you not only have the park assessments, but you also have AIR, which assesses for science standards. And then you also have SLOs, which are the student learning outcomes. And so the students are being hounded by tests.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's not just 6 weeks. It's, you know, you're adding on SLOs that's a week of testing at least. And AIR is it's scattered out in between 2 weeks.
So these time periods you're talking about, do these include studying for the test? This is the time we will set aside 2 weeks for this test. And then at the end of that 2 weeks, we will take the test. Is that what's happening?
No, they actually do pre-tests to prepare them for the test about 2 weeks before the tests are actually implemented.
So it takes 2 weeks to take a test?
No.
Okay.
So let's say that I'm going to give you an assessment, but what I want to do is I want to give you a pre-assessment to show you and to expose you to how the test will be shown. So a lot of studies show that, especially in college students, high school students, when the first test is always the worst test because you don't know how the teacher's going to test you.
Okay. Makes sense.
So these pre-tests are trying to show the students what the park assessments are going to be like. And since the park assessments are all on the computer and and connected to the internet, they have to be shown how to walk through the program because the teachers are not allowed to even view a question.
Wow.
Yeah, we were like, so when I implemented Park twice last school year, and during that time, I was not allowed to actually read any questions. And I could have been kicked out of the public school, or other teachers could have been fired if they had read the questions, just reading them.
And you said there's money attached to these Park assessments?
Well, it's not just Park assessments. They do get extra funds for completing the Park assessments, but the money is granted through Common Core.
Okay.
And that's where we have actually a lot of problems, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but the private schools have accepted Common Core also. Mm. Very, very few schools have not accepted Common Core. Mm. And the reason being is because the state gives them money through the grant that they get from the federal government if the school adopts Common Core.
So what is Common Core?
So Common Core is a set of standards. Right now, they have the standards for math and writing, and that's what's being tested on in Park. But there's also standards that they've completed for science and social studies. And within these standards, they have a week-by-week basis of what you're supposed to be covering.
So basically making it so there's this one-size-fits-all education system. I mean, how is Common Core different from what came before it?
Okay, so it's more intense and it's more a federally directed curriculum.
Hmm.
I take that back, and that's a misconception. I'm sorry. It's more federally directed standard. Common Core is not a curriculum, but the curriculum is based on those standards. But if you go and look at Common Core, like, you can go and read the standards online, but it literally walks you through what you're supposed to teach. It'll be like two or three paragraphs per lesson, and it tells you exactly what you're supposed to cover. And if you're doing this
– crazy.
Yeah, and so, like, when I would be doing my lesson plans, they're just to cover that material – in 1 to 2 days, I don't have any extra time because it's so much information. So the students are learning, just learning how to memorize this information.
Yeah.
And it's very hard from a teacher standpoint because to actually do higher order learning, which is where, in my opinion, real learning takes place, you have to do more than just memorize.
Yep.
And that's
right.
What we're doing is we're just trying to memorize as much as we can, and then they're taking the test and they're forgetting it. And that's a problem that especially down the road we're going to run into.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you most of the vast majority of things I learned for tests in school, and this was done in the 80s.
Yes, and testing has been part of American public school system for a long time. So testing's not new, but Park assessment and the amount of tests that they're taking – is radically new. The amount of, I mean, you're looking at 6 weeks just for the Park. So, and then that's not including the other tests, which you're looking at 8 to 9 weeks, and they're not in school for that long. So, I mean, they're literally spending in between the two Park tests, they had about 4 weeks for school in between without any testing.
Now,
and then they took their end of the year assessments.
When we, when we talk about these things, we see the problems with testing and teaching to the test over the course of a year. But a lot of people are like, well, we can see there's a disparity in schools. We can see that there's a large disparity between poor neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods.
So make them all into crap by letting the government, the federal government, dictate all of the curriculum.
So, yeah, that's kind of the problem is that we have a lot of schools that are testing or that are producing students that can't even read. And that,
like,
that's
40% in some cases, in some districts, 40% of students graduate unable to read. And that's the amount of students that graduate. It's actually a minority of students that pass through the government school system in some districts are able to read.
Michael, can you hang on for another segment? I'd like to continue the discussion if we can.
Yes. Yeah, I can say.
We've got Michael Esch with us. He is one of the bloggers over at Liberty.me. You can check him out at thestand.liberty.me. And we'll continue here with more Free Talk Live in moments. We're talking about Common Core. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've got some thoughts or a question. You're welcome to share. Free Talk Live.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there. Or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited here to share your thoughts on the live Sunday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we're getting a basics here, a little education on what Common Core is. I'm guilty of not really looking into this because I don't have kids in government school, and Mark, neither do you.
You don't have kids. I don't have kids in a kid in government school.
But if your child isn't going to government school, then you really don't need to be concerned about Common Core, unless you want to be concerned on behalf of other people's kids.
That's not true. Michael Esch said that that private schools are taking it now.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. So, again, good reasons to keep your kids out of educational institutions across the board. To me, that's the best way to solve this. Obviously, it'd be nice if you could get the state government or local school districts to reject these Common Core standards, but they're coming along with the string attached of a paycheck. It's very tempting to these government bureaucracies to say yes to this stuff, even though it's, in my opinion, going to damage the ability of teachers to teach, because what we've heard so far is that it's basically a set of federal standards that's being sort of crammed down, and that becomes the curriculum, essentially, in the classroom.
Yeah, that's it. Attached to a paycheck. That's it.
Yeah, no innovation allowed. You can't deviate from the official sort of guidebook, if you will. And I like the idea of having diverse educational experiences, having different teachers out there with differing approaches in different schools with different viewpoints on how to educate.
For different students. I mean, yeah. Everybody will tell you the kids learn differently. And then what we need, apparently,
is a
standardization of standards, I think is what Michael Esch said.
I want to bring our guest Michael Esch back on here in a moment, but I also want to let you know where to go. If you want to get Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, just go to ExpressCoin.com. It is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency of choice. You go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and you can feel good because they are a licensed money services business. They've jumped through those governmental hoops. And you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. And you can do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. You can use coupon code FTL. You'll save. There'll be no fee whatsoever on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency at ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So we're bringing Michael back on here. He's one of the bloggers at Liberty.me. His blog site is thesand.liberty.me. And Michael, you said you've worked in the teaching world. You're currently in school, but you've been doing some kind of teaching assistant work in government schools. Is that right?
So I'm a student teacher in the schools. I've also taught K through 5 at a private school, and I just got done my last semester. I got paid to co-teach a college course on blended learning.
What is blended learning?
So blended learning is using technology in your classroom to enhance learning environments.
We have a word for computers in the classroom?
It's more than using the computer.
Okay. Thank God.
Yes. So let's say this. So if you're in a science classroom, and I'm using one example, and you could dissect this example and say that it's bad, in the context of this example, I like to teach science. So when we do an experiment, usually the students are struggling. It's a 50-minute class period, so we're getting through it really fast. A lot of times, and anybody that's ever had a science class knows that sometimes the experiments are done and you don't even know why you did it. But with blended learning, what you can do is you can have an experiment done on the computer where students could do the experiment countless times. They can do it at home, they can do it in class, and then you can discuss it and get more in depth into the purpose and the meaning of the experiment. So that's just one example of using blended learning in your classroom.
Okay.
All right, but blended learning, how will that work with Common Core, or do they not go together?
So a lot of the teachers that I've worked with in the public school are resisting blended learning, even though the research is showing that using technology in certain aspects, obviously technology can be a distraction, but if it's done right and by a properly trained teacher, then what you can do is you can enhance the learning condition. A lot of them are resistant because they see it as a distraction, and they're worried about those Common Core scores getting back on the test. And so that's a real big concern, and when they are afraid in those conditions, they make rash decisions like teach straight to the test. So,
sure.
And a lot of the classes that I'm in and I'm observing and I'm working with, they want them to do worksheets And the worksheets are just fill in the blanks. It gets just focused on that memorization part. It's not worried about in-depth learning and understanding of a concept.
And that's really the only thing you're going to learn when you finally grok the concept that's below the, you know, whatever the things that they're having you memorize. When you can finally get that, that's when you've actually got a concept and it might actually stay with you beyond high school.
Michael, have you paid attention to any of the pushback against Common Core by school districts or state governments?
So I'm located here in Ohio, and I actually wrote about a lot of this in my most recent articles, and they've got a lot of traffic here. Was first we introduced a bill, and a lot of states are doing this, is that they're allowing students to opt out. And it's becoming such a movement that a lot of the government programs are actually hiding the numbers of are opting out. But if you go to any of the groups on Facebook, they're just ginormous.
So you're saying it's individuals who can opt out of this? It's not the school board or the states themselves who are opting out? It's individuals?
So a parent will fill out a form and send it in and say that my student is opting out.
Is this now, just to clarify, I'm sorry, is that just in areas where school boards or states have authorized that as an option, or is that an option for anyone?
Teachers or parents are doing that regardless, and that's what's making the most difference and the biggest movement towards ending PARC. And actually, Ohio just introduced legislation to remove PARC in 2017.
Who do you, as a parent, who do you get this form from, or do you just make one up? Who do you give it to?
There's a website on opting out. It's at the bottom of one of my articles. I could post it in you guys' group to show you guys if that's something that you guys would be interested, if viewers or listeners would be interested in doing.
If you want, you can just send it to us over Skype here, and then we'll put it on our Facebook and Twitter, and then people can use that information. If they still, unfortunately, have children in government schools, this could be a way, at least around this inconvenience. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing the information with us here tonight, Michael. And again, your blog site is thestand.liberty.me. What sort of things do you focus on there, real quick?
I focus on a lot of different issues, ranging from Rand Paul's announcement, some things the media didn't cover when I was there. I recently got contacted by several parents and teachers about how Ohio schools were punishing students who are opting out of Common Core.
That's right. Yeah, I see some of that there. So that's thestand.liberty.me, and thanks, Michael, for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
Man. Yeah, thanks for explaining that, because, you know, I didn't know about the Common Core. It's sort of what I figured that it was, some sort of new federal standards being crammed down. Nice to know there's an opt-out option, and as we get more information about that, we'll pass it along to you. There's more coming up here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. It's the Live Sunday edition. We're going to jump into your calls and thoughts here. In moments, we'll tell you about Goatsy. Now, those of you who have been on the internet for the last decade may be aware of Goatsy. If you are not aware of Goatsy, I would recommend against Googling it.
Yes.
Now is not the time to find those things out if you don't already know.
You could live your whole life without finding that out.
But now more people more people than previously know about what Goatsy is because of a billboard in Atlanta. Explain more about what happened there. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you get online, you need to protect yourself. The people that were operating this billboard were not protecting themselves. But you've got to take steps to make sure that you are safe online from people that might want to sniff your Wi-Fi packets out, try to get your credit card information or bank account logins. Perhaps your internet service provider, which is likely saving all of the websites that you visit, saving a log of all your sites, and then, you know, maybe selling that log to other companies, handing it over to the government. You can stop those things from happening with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and their software is available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android, and Linux. I just upgraded mine today, as a matter of fact. You can go and download it for free and get started. Try ProXPN out. Get a feel for what it's like. And then once you enjoy it, you'll likely want to upgrade to their premium account where you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all at 50% off the price of the annual account by using our discount code, which is FTL50. That's FTL and the number 50. Gets you the savings, by the way, for the lifetime of your account. So when you're ready to renew for the second year, you get the same great deal. ProXPN.com/FTL. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So don't forget, promo code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we've got Daniel. He's in Baltimore, Maryland, listening to LRN.FM. Yeah. Hey, Daniel, go ahead.
How's it going?
Welcome, sir. Can you back off your phone by like an inch? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So I use a dash cam in my vehicle. And the other day I was going to the pharmacy and a cop apparently on the way to the pharmacy had observed me driving what he says was erratically. But he didn't pull me over until I had left the pharmacy and went to the post office and was leaving the post office. So he pretty much just like found me again. And then so I go back and he said that he was going to give me a ticket for reckless, but he was like, I'm going to cut you a break. And he gave me a ticket for failure to stay right of center. So I asked him what intersection the road was that he observed this at. He gave me that intersection. I looked in the dash cam footage. And what I believe is it's a contestable issue because there was no yellow lines on the road. Cars are on both sides. And I didn't really go over that far for that long, in my opinion. But the point is...
But you did, just to clarify something, you did go over the yellow lines into the oncoming lane?
No, there was a break in the yellow line, the road that I turned off of, and the road that I turned onto was a residential street with no yellow line on it, and cars on both sides. So, or cars on the side that I was turning on. So it's
kind of
like,
I see. So they were parallel parked along the side of the road?
Yes, sir. And that's kind of... So it's kind of, like, explainable. But my question was, one...
But he's claiming you were driving erratically. That's what his claim is?
Well, he said that originally, but I have a radar detector that's pretty advanced, and I know that he had no... He didn't clock my speed. He didn't have the lights on or anything like that. So I think that he just didn't have the speed, and he was, like, you know, just going to give me a ticket for whatever he could give me a ticket for.
And the ticket was ultimately for what again? I know you've got a question, but...
Failure to drive on the right side of the road.
Okay. Got it.
So, in observing the dash cam footage, I really didn't see any, like, blatant driving on the other side of the road except at this point, except for what I just explained. And my question is two. One, how would I present dash cam footage in court? And two, if my time stamp was not set on the dash cam, does that invalidate it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have to say that I've never used dash cam footage in court. I haven't had that opportunity yet. But I imagine that if there's no way to identify the date and time, that that's going to be a serious problem.
It may be a serious problem, but it's no more serious than his problem, which is to say that he has no footage either.
Yeah, but that won't be a problem for him because the judge will take his word for it.
Yeah, but you can say, look, here's the footage, and you can show that there's footage before and after, right?
Well, like, now just this footage shows the pullover.
Your Eminence, would you like to sit here and watch minute by minute until this officer pulls me over? Because I have it all.
Yeah, if you've got the pullover.
Admittedly, then. I don't have the time set here. But your magnanimousness, you can sit here and we can watch for the 20 minutes that it takes your officer to finally do his job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, can he lie?
Yes,
like,
and he will.
Wow. I have like all the before and after footage. I mean, I couldn't find his car in the footage because I think he was like back on a street somewhere. But, I mean, he may not even have dash cam footage either because, from my understanding, the dash cams activate within a certain time frame before he activates the lights, and there were no lights used or anything like that. So I don't know if they constantly run or not, but that was the last time I had heard.
I wouldn't be able to say either.
So just to clarify, you're saying on your footage you don't have him pulling you over or you do have that?
No, well, what he did was he pulled in behind me when I was like at a completely different location, and I had gotten out of the car two times before he had pulled me over. I have pretty dark tints on my car. There's no real way to even prove that I was the one behind the wheel at the time that this violation, as light as it was, occurred.
But as far as like him handing you a ticket and all that, is that on the dash cam?
It's on his dash cam, but not on mine because he blocked me. He basically pulled in behind me as I was backing up.
So you didn't have your engine running. You didn't have power to your dash cam.
Do you have audio?
No, No, I don't have audio because it was inside the car, and I stayed outside the car during my interaction with him because he had blocked me in. So I got out of the car, and I was like, are you blocking me in for it?
I don't know, man. I'd say that this is probably going to be pretty hard to submit this into court. That's not to say you shouldn't try and see what happens. You can, you know, bring it. Well, you probably don't want to bring it the day of. Generally, when you have discovery, you have to send it to the prosecutor within a certain time frame before the trial.
Just being able to say you have dash cam footage will probably get the prosecutor, which will likely be the police, could quite possibly be the police officer, just to not show up at all. You're like, oh, this just isn't worth it.
That's what I was wondering, because I was wondering, like, how do I go about, like, introducing this footage?
Okay, so here's what you should do, in my opinion, and this is not legal advice. I'm not an attorney. This is just based on my own experience.
And if we were attorneys, we still wouldn't give legal advice because you're not paying us. So, the advice.
But I don't know the Maryland court system. I'm, you know, just kind of going by what I know up here in New Hampshire. In general, you want to send a copy of all of your discovery, which is the evidence that you're going to be using in court, to the prosecutor. So you need to find out who the prosecutor is and their mailing address. You can, if you want, ask the prosecutor if they will accept discovery via email, and that, you know, will save you the postage of having to send a CD-ROM or a DVD or something like that to them. So if they'll accept it via email, then send them some video files over, WeTransfer.com or something like that, some way for them to receive those files.
Hmm? Now, what if I was driving a little fast in the footage? Could they, could they charge me for something?
Your dash cam has speed on it? Has your speed on it?
No, it doesn't have the speed, but it kind of looks fast. But, I mean, that's, like, contestable because there's no speed. So, I mean, how can you really...
Yeah, I couldn't. I wouldn't. You know.
Well, I guess if they really wanted to, they could observe where you were traveling and, you know, do a little timer between one point and another point.
You could just as easily say that this dash cam has the footage sped up for the purpose of, whatever.
You could say that.
I could slow it down.
Yeah, I guess it would just depend on how much they want to screw with you, right? So
yeah, the fact is we don't know how fast this footage looks versus real life, and
so send a copy to the prosecutor. Yeah, so what you do is you send a copy to the prosecutor, include a letter, explaining this is your discovery, and if you haven't yet done so, you need to request discovery from them as well. You need to ask them to send you their evidence also. Good luck, Daniel. Let us know how it goes, and thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. You can bring up anything on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. More in moments.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in studio here tonight on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by shopping with us. Go get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of what you buy when you do it through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon there. Amazon links to Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You just go to the right Amazon for you and feel good, because whatever you're buying, Free Talk Live gets a cut at shop.freetalklive.com. And let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Tom is listening in Rochester, Michigan to LRN.FM. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for looking into Common Core. I was a state rep. I got term limited last year, but was really one of the leaders actually nationally in stopping Common Core. And in Michigan, you know, it's the opt-out of the testing is more than just helping your kid. It's also a form of activism, because if you can get 6%, and that's kind of, if you Google and look into this, if you can get 6% of the kids at a school or at a district to opt out, it becomes statistically insignificant, the test results, and so they can't fire, you know, they can't make it so high stakes testing if you can get 6% to opt out.
So, how often does this happen where there are that many people opting out?
Well, like you said, it's becoming more and more of a movement. Like here in Michigan, there's a group, three moms, stay-at-home moms, that led the effort with me in the last few years, and they're at StopCommonCoreInMichigan.com. And right on their website at the beginning, it talks about MSTEP and how to opt out, and it's they've got one of the major think tank attorneys, lawyer, legal firms that have said this is how you opt out, and there's challenges. Districts are not really allowed to encourage it. But it is a form of activism that really can kind of stifle a lot of these plans of centralized education.
Cool. So how's the Michigan group doing? What percentage have they hit? One?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's been parents in the media and the newspapers that, you know, districts are coming down on them for wanting to opt their kids out or not allowing them. The fight continues nationally to stop this nationalization of education. And here in Michigan, we got out of the national exam, but they have a Common Core aligned exam called MSTEP. It's pretty much the same.
They'll just keep shoving it down and shoving it down. There's going to be some new program, some new requirement all the time. You know, it seems to me that this is yet another argument for the Free State Project. And thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. You know, you want to get to 6%? Move enough people to the same place who agree with the ideas of freedom. That's what the Free State Project is about. It's about people who love liberty, who move their lives, uproot themselves and their families, and come to the same geographic area. New Hampshire was the chosen destination. Now, many of them aren't interested in sending their kids to government school or private school. Their homeschooling and unschooling is very, very popular. But
they support each other in that in many cases.
That's true. But some of them are sending their children to government school. Sometimes the kids themselves decide they don't want to do unschooling or whatever. Yep. They want to have some peers that are more, I guess, prolific.
Right. What do you do when your kid wants to go to government school?
Yeah. And, you know, in that case, it would really benefit to have a network of people who care about freedom and who are willing to join you in this opting out thing. And then if you get enough of, you know, kind of that the law, I guess, well, I don't know what the right term is, enough momentum. You know, you get enough people together for that. That might actually help to where you could catch some standard folks from, you know, just the Granite Staters, the New Hampshire natives, to kind of turn them on to it and get them interested. I know there are some people here who are opposing the Common Core. Wasn't there some kind of bill that was just vetoed by the governor in New Hampshire that would have allowed some level of an additional level of opting out for, like, the school district or something like that?
I believe I heard something like that. But like, yeah, I said, I don't pay that much attention to Common Core simply because it doesn't affect my life.
Yeah. So there you go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
Yeah, when I think about these things, for me, what Common Core is that it's trying to bang square pegs into round holes. Students learn in a whole bunch of different ways, and the best way is to be able to tailor each classroom to each student. The easiest way to do that is to try to unschool or homeschool or whatever the terminology is one wishes to use. And that's going to be most effective. Now, I will admit that kids, it's a shared high school is like a shared crisis. You know, I can imagine that there are plenty of kids who want to go to government school just to be able to be around the other kids. It's sort of like they sort of hold you as a group hostage situation. So if they wanted to go home, if they wanted to learn, you know, at home, they would be reticent to do so because they have so many friends there.
So you can share your experiences with these government schools if you'd like. Also, coming up, Goatsy has hit the big time. And when I say big, I mean big. We're talking billboard size big. The story is from Gawker. We'll get into it here in a moment. Michelle is with us first, though, listening in Des Moines. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, thanks, guys, for having this topic and conversation. This currently is actually a pretty big topic as our Iowa legislative session is close to ending, and I have given several testimonies on the Capitol regarding getting Iowa out of Common Core. And similar to the gentleman talking about the PARC test, the PARCC, Iowa is looking at getting into the smarter ballot. So as of a couple years ago, every state had their own standardized testing. Well, and the government, in all of its wisdom, decided to give you now one of two choices. So of the 45 states who signed up for Common Core, you either have to use the PARC or the Smarter Balance, and that's where all the data mining is coming from. Well, in Iowa, the legislative session said, you know what, we're going to put a bunch of people together, and we're going to tell you what the best test is to take. The governor, Branstad, of Iowa, actually last year opted Iowa out of the consortium for Smarter Balance, but a bureaucratic panel turned around and told legislative session, nope, even though the governor said we shouldn't be in Smarter Balance, we think that's the best test. Well, it had to go through the legislative process. Unfortunately, the head of the Education Committee is a Republican, but a rhino name only, said Solidy wasn't going to get the votes to have Smarter Balance be the test. So we punted it and said, you know what? We're just all common legislators. We're not smart enough to actually decide what test. So they punted it to the Iowa Department of Ed to pick the test. And so now a lot of activists here in Iowa are trying to make a ruckus about it and saying you're letting an unelected bureaucratic board choose smarter balance that our own governor said we shouldn't be in, but yet the legislators wouldn't even let it come to a vote because they knew the legislation would not vote to have it in.
Do you, one of the things I wonder when I hear this, and I support what you guys are doing, please don't interpret this as anything else, but I just wonder whether people are failing to strike the root on this issue. It's like everybody's worried about Common Core, but really what the issue is government school to start with. The very fact that the state is involved in education is going, you know, they're going to centralize. The state centralizes. That's what it does. And
I completely agree, but you also have. Now, I myself went to a private school, but now you have two generations now that have fully been implemented and have gone through public schools thanks to Jimmy Carter. And it was one of the main things, you know, Ronald Reagan ran on was to get rid of the Department of Ed. And at the time, it had a lot of traction. Well, now you bring that up and you get people going, whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you do without the Department of Ed?
You oppose education.
Oh, yeah. I've had Republicans say to me, well, how would the kids get educated? As though they've never heard of a private school in their lives.
Well, but Mark, the gentleman we had on earlier, Michael Esch, pointed out that apparently private schools are now taking Common Core money,
yep.
And they're jumping through those hoops.
They wouldn't,
that's not even going to keep you safe.
They wouldn't if there wasn't the centralized bureaucracy of the Department of Education, though. I mean,
that ain't going away anytime soon.
That is one aspect. But even private schools, if you consider a lot of Catholic schools as well, they don't want to do Common Core, but it's also tied in with theirs. It's some of the largest publishing companies in the world. So Pearson Publishing is backing it. So now you go to any you know, go to Barnes & Nobles or any type of bookstore and go into the children's section and everything says Common Core in mind. Common Core
in mind.
So now you can't even buy any type of textbook for any school that is not Common Core in mind. And see if Pearson Publishing and all these, you know, giant corporations that are, I mean, hand and foot with the government just for this cause.
Michelle, thanks for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Look, I'd love to see the government, federal government, shut down all of its tentacles into education, but unfortunately that's not going to happen anytime in the foreseeable future.
Well, I can tell you they're not, their tentacles aren't, if they've got tentacles in my son's education, they're mighty tiny ones.
I wasn't talking about your son, I'm talking about most of the people listening who send their kids to government school or private school. 855-450-FREE, the best way to handle this, in my opinion, is to get the hell out of those schools and do homeschooling or unschooling. 855-450-FREE. We got more on the way with Goatsy coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.